Now, Syria has sent letters to the United Nations saying Israeli air raids, rather, on its soil proved that Tel Aviv's direct support for terrorists. The Syrian Foreign Ministry called on the world body to impose sanctions on Israel. It also demanded that all measures stipulated by the UN Charter be implemented to prevent such aggression. Earlier, the Syrian army released a statement accusing Israel of bombing its main international airport and some safe areas in Damascus province. A UK-based opposition source says at least 10 explosions were heard in the town of Damas. The Israeli army has declined to comment on the reports. Israel has carried out several such airstrikes in Syria since the start of the crisis in the country in 2011. Tel Aviv is also said to have been training and funding the militants fighting in Syria. Joining us on the line from Atlanta is the managing editor of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, first of all, as we've just said, that this is not the first Israeli airstrike on Syrian soil, coupled with the fact that we have seen proof coming out from various monitoring bodies that show that Israel has been supporting these terrorist organizations on Syrian soil. What do you make of it?
Well, this current event, the first thing you do with intelligence analysis, one of the first questions you ask is, why now? And, of course, the why now is that we just finished the counterterrorism and religious extremism conference in Syria, which went over very well. In fact, they're going to be continued now, and those of us who went were told before we left we were going to be founding members for something, an organization that's going to go on forever. So we've launched something, and I see this strike by Israel is just taking some of the headlines and reminding everybody that we're still here, we don't care about public opinion, and let us show you we will do an aggressive attack like this, and nobody will do anything about it. So Syria did a good job to go ahead and dump it on the UN's plate, but the UN has really done very little about Israeli aggression. The history on their doing anything has basically been pitiful.
Well, speaking of which, would you say that the U.S. is going to come to the aid of Israel again when this matter is brought up in the UN Security Council?
Oh, of course. I mean, if anything were to be, I think what happened that, like, where we had secret treaties in World War One, which helped trigger that horrible complication, that past administrations have made almost a treaty obligation where they've promised to always veto anything that Israel asked us to do. And, of course, it's a bogus treaty because the Senate never got to vote on it. Of course, the Senate would have approved it anyway. So it's really a dangerous situation where you have a past administration commit future Americans to a strategy that they say, and they just keep it as a secret agreement, just like they did in World War One with the British, when out of all the cabinet members, I think there were 25 of them, only about six of them even knew of the secret agreements that committed England to go onto the continent to support France during the World War One.
Okay, that was Managing Editor of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean, speaking us on the line from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.